Annoyances and Conveniences, rightly considered the poetry podcast of your local lay poet. I'm Lancelot Chabert, a New York author. The next poem comes from a book of poems by the same name, Inconveniences Rightly Considered, which you can pick up on Amazon.com and elsewhere. This poem is entitled Pigeons and Turtle Doves. Watch, and the world withers before you as you sip and sit. Seats on the peaks of stool stumps rock, staying on wheels lateral that lean, like we are just sliding towards the wakes, towards the streets and their dangerous drakes. Dream about biding time in the tide. Teach the children how racist. Teach the children how racist we aren't. Reach in and neglect the trails of tears, the transgressions repeat, and the children chase a choo-choo south to the mouth of the rivers, to the moats in the seas and the spaces of heaven to be seen by our watchers in the holes where hobbits hide and bide the time and the tide. The Shire will be raised again as the evil gains footholds, but she hates the hillsides. She hides in Coney, in Bay Ridge and Rio, in the bowels of seas crossed on floating things, and she clings to a hope of water rising. But the flames get anxious, so a mother migrates amid the poorest within turtle doves and two, and she treks south pregnant with her god. Prepare the way of the immigrant illegal who aims to save the privileged by hanging. Prepare the way of the homeless heavens, the refugee. Oh, how did he die for deporters? The dark-skinned child of the Middle East, Mary migrates to the edge of the empire. Even the Romans meddled in the middle and made their maker into their brazen image, a terrorist. Do suicides always slay? Do immigrants always pilfer the Union? Do some save nation states and even steal our sins? This has been Inconveniences Rightly Considered. Pick up a copy on Amazon or jump over to lanceschabert.org. For some free resources to help you write your own poetry.